We're now joined by Dan Loria. He's playing Vince Lombardi in that Lombardi on Broadway. Preview starts September 23rd. Play opens October 21st. Dan, nice of you to talk with us.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
And if we could first talk about the whole process of putting Lombardi together from the actor's perspective. Last week, we heard from director Thomas Kail about the process of putting Lombardi together from his perspective. How has it been from your perspective?
Well, you know, it's a typical long process for an actor. My name was on a very short list, and it was taken off by the theater owners. You know, they want Julia Roberts to play Lombardi, you know, because it sells more tickets. But then they hired Tommy, and he put my name right back on the list, and he convinced the producers that the best thing you can do is have a public reading. And you know, so I did the first reading in Tony Pontura, our producer's office, with Fran, our other producer there. And they agreed with Tommy that I was the right guy. And then we did a reading for the theater owners and for the NFL. And that's the process of actually getting the play. But for me, you know, I was a high school ball player from Long Island, and I played at college. And growing up, even before Vince Lombardi went to the Packers, he was one of our idols. You know, us Italian Americans knew who he was. So,
Ben Allen and Joe Torti talking with Dan Loria. He's playing Vince Lombardi, which starts previews September 23rd on Broadway. The play opens October 21st. And Dan, as you just mentioned, you've got a bit of a football background. You played linebacker for Southern Connecticut State College. How is that informed your portrayal of Vince Lombardi?
Well, first of all, when I have to diagram the power sweep in the play, I know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, it was actually a mistake, and I said, no, you would never say that. And then we ran the tape, and I was right. And I said, no, you can't have that kind of hook block in there, you know. So anyway, you know, it helps to understand the nature of the game. And, you know, some of the things that Coach Lombardi was criticized for, no ball player would ever criticize him for, playing hurt, things like that. You know, it's part of the game. So that kind of understanding, I think, helped out enormously. And Tommy Kail, he's an old jock himself, you know. He's a little guy, so people think he doesn't play sports, but he was a great soccer player, he was a gymnast, you know. So all that sports background helped.
Dan, Joe Torti.
Joe, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about yourself?
Good.
With Vince Lombardi being such a colossal figure, both in the sports world and in American history, how do you capture the legend while still staying true to who the man actually was?
Well, you don't play the legend. You play the man. And this is not a whitewash of Coach Lombardi. By his own admission, his family suffered because of his obsession with the Packers, with winning. That's all part of the play. So we play the man. The legend speaks for itself. The records are there. The man won 9 titles in 5 years. You know, I don't have to walk around the stage with a plaque that says that, you know. So we're more on concentrating on the man. And I think Coach Lombardi would like to play. And I'm saying that now. A month ago, I wouldn't have said this to you because we got to do the play for 7 performances up in Great Barrington. And it went over very well. And we could hear wives in the audience poking their husbands and yelling out, "You're just like that. You're just like that." You know, so it translates because we play the man. And that's why it has a much more universal theme. It's not a bunch of jocks standing around talking football.
Dan Loria playing Vince Lombardi, previewing September 23rd on Broadway. The play opens October 21st. He's joining us here on One-on-One. And Dan, there's reports that I've read that your portrayal of Lombardi earlier this year in front of Green Bay fans actually elicited gasps from the crowd. How'd you get so good at nailing the character down?
Well, I do look like him, and I'm born in Brooklyn, grew up on Long Island, and you know, I don't have to stretch much to do the voice. But the reason why they applauded, it was his speech. The 3 speeches I give in the play are his words. I mean, Eric Simonson, the playwright, will tell you, we didn't alter that at all. And I defy you in that last speech not to have a tear in your eye.
And how important do you think it is to tell this story?
Well, you know, everybody has a different perspective on this, but, you know, I only do new plays. Matter of fact, they took out the last line of my bio. They won't let me put it. My last line of my bio is I don't do plays by old dead white guys. And I think this play, it's critical for regional theater that this is successful because it's going to bring in a new audience. And more importantly, for new writers, it's gonna, a young writer is going to open up a new theme. Sports has really not been covered on the stage. Other than The Great White Hope, I can't think of a play about a true sports figure that has been successful on Broadway. Even off-Broadway, a couple of years ago, there was a play, Rounding Third, which is done all over the regional theater circuit, but was not successful here. And I think that hurt a lot of writers who want to write about Babe Dietrichson and Jim Thorpe, Lance Renzel. There's a lot of great dramatic stories in sports. And so I feel it's critical that we're successful.
Going along with the theme of players, how much of an impact did former players like Jim Taylor and Paul Hornung, what kind of impact did they make in shaping the show as a whole, as well as the character of Lombardi?
Well, I'll let Bill Dawes talk to you about Hornung, because he actually went to Louisville, Kentucky, and stayed overnight with him at his house, and they told all great stories. And I've talked to Skowronski. I've talked to Sam Hupp twice. I just got in from L.A., and the last 2 weeks I played golf with Jim Brown, who didn't play for him but knew him and did some circuits with him and told me stories about him. And Bart Starr, I'm supposed to have dinner with him soon, and there's a couple of great stories. I want to hear from him directly. And usually I ask the players, yeah, I know what's in the books, but what can you tell me that's maybe a little off? And some of the stories are hysterical. But the most interesting thing with the players is they always start with telling some story that has me rolling, and within 5 minutes they're in tears. So
well, Lombardi is one of Fordham in particular's most famous alumni. Are there any connections to Fordham in the show?
Oh yes, matter. You know, I gotta tell you, the biggest criticism I get from people in the audience come up to me and go, "You got the wrong ring on here. The championship ring for the Packers is green." Well, he never wore a championship ring from the Packers. He always wore his Fordham ring, and they see that red stone in there, and they keep thinking I have the wrong ring on because he always wore his Fordham ring. And Fordham's mentioned a number of times in the play, and what's not mentioned in the play, but it was in a number of biographies, he always said at a number of speeches, the thing he was most proud of, and this was before he went to Green Bay, he received an award from Fordham for Teacher of the Year. It was before he won a championship, Teacher of the Year. And that was the thing he was most proud of, had a special place in his trophy case.
Now, when you actually got the script for this play, was it surprising to you at all that, you know, a lot of it was about his life off the field and not so much about what he did on the field?
Well, I was praying that it would be about his life and about Marie Lombardi, and thank God it is, because it's still the theater, guys. We have to tell a story, and although a lot of jocks would like us just to go up there and do locker room humor and play, and Vince Lombardi was much more than that, and his family and how winning affected his family is very important. So I was glad to see that. And I don't know what you've heard about Judith Light, but she is tremendous. She's just wonderful. And if you think I look like Lombardi, you should see her in a wig. She looks just like Marie Lombardi. Matter of fact, they had a picture of the two of us replicating a photo of the Coach Lombardi and his wife walking through an airport. It was so frighteningly similar that we're not using it. Hmm. It's a little too weird.
Dan, in that same vein, why should a non-sports fan, what can they take away from this show about a coach who died 40 years ago?
Well, I think Coach Lombardi would be happy with us if a person who had nothing to do with sports left seeing this play and wanted to be better at whatever his endeavor in life was. That was really the universal message that Lombardi gave.
Now, Dan, what does it mean to the production itself? There's news that you guys are going to have the promotional backing of the NFL. How is that going to help the success of this production?
Oh, it's enormous. I mean, the amount of advertising and promotion that the NFL is putting behind this without a cost to the producers. If we can get other good plays about sports, and I've been pushing for a play about Babe Dietrichson, and the Tony Pontoro producer says the LPGA is really behind it. They're dying. Let's see the script. Let's hear it. Let's get going, you know. So who knows? Maybe that'll be the next one. So if we can generate that kind of money into regional theaters and not only Broadway but regional theaters, I think it would be a great asset to the theater.
Lombardi is a circle in the round show. Mm-hmm. What does that allow you to do that you can't do at other theaters?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. I don't know if you asked Tommy that, but when we heard we were going to be in the round, a lot of people were like, oh, no. And Tommy and I were really excited about that. It's going to be like being in a locker room. And when we do the scenes at home, it's like being in the fishbowl. Everybody from every angle is going to see the insides of these people.
So
I love it. This is the ideal play for In the Round.
So what can we expect if we go to the previews or the opening night? What can we expect to see when we sit down to Lombardi on Broadway?
Well, you're going to see a very honest play and a very honest production of a man with flaws and all. But I think it's what you're going to walk away with that you're going to remember. You're really going to challenge yourself. Do you want to make that kind of sacrifice to be the best at what you want to do?
So,
some people are going to say no, and I don't blame them. I don't think Coach Lombardi would blame them.
So it's much more than just a sports fan's play.
Oh, yeah, yes. I mean, we're obviously hoping to get the young people in who are playing on teams right now. When we did it up in Great Barrington, we had five different teams, three college, two high school teams, and we did Q&A afterwards. I was amazed how respectful they were. One kid said, I was afraid to turn on my my phone. I was so scared of you. He thought I'd run out and smack him. But they were like, wow, was he really that motivated? And yeah, he was. And that's what it costs to win, you know. So he died at 57. He drove himself to death.
All right. Dan Lauria talking with us on One-on-One. Dan's playing Vince Lombardi on Broadway. Previews start September 23rd. The play opens October 21st. And Dan, you know, in terms of your transfer, I mean, you were largely known for your roles that you played on television. Now you're in the live theater. How more rewarding, or what is the benefit of being in live theater?
Well, first of all, I got to correct you. My mentors are Charles Durning and Jack Klugman. I have never, never gone 1 year without doing at least one play.
And why is that?
Well, Charlie'd kill me. And second is, no actor worth his salt ever leaves the theater. So I might have had a more lucrative career because I've turned down films, and I've even turned down a television show because I was doing a play, because I would never leave a production, even if it was in Trenton or something. And this is about I brought maybe 8 plays into New York, but they were all off Broadway because I would only do new plays. But I'm a theater rat first.
Now,
I don't care if I never see the camera again. I mean, that's for money, and thank God for the Wonder Years, because that helps me get a play like this, because I'm not completely unknown. But the theater is what I do.
So Dan, there's reported to be a movie on Vince Lombardi that will be coming out next year. Talk to us about what you think audiences could get from this live theater Broadway experience that they won't be able to get from the movie.
Well, it's a little bit of apples and oranges. First of all, movie, they have a commitment from Robert De Niro, who I think, Coach Lombardi would be very pleased. First of all, he's Italian. That would have been important to him. Plus, everybody knows his dedication to his art is very similar to Coach Lombardi's dedication to football. So I think he would be happy with that. But people don't understand movies. They have a commitment from Mr. De Niro, but they don't have a script yet. They're still debating on what aspect of Coach Lombardi they're going to do. Matter of fact, the last rumor I heard was the movie is only going to be about the Ice Bowl game. So we're covering a little bit more. Matter of fact, after seeing our play, you may want to see another play that deals 90 minutes just with Coach Lombardi's, what he did for the black ball players, or just about his home life, or just about how he dealt when the unions came into football, the Players Association. So we're more of an overview. You should want to leave our play wanting to read more, definitely wanting to read David Moranis' book, When Pride Still Mattered. So it's a little bit of apples and oranges. They don't know what the movie is going to focus on yet. And nothing replaces. I always tell people, the worst night of your life is sitting through 3 hours of a bad play. And the best night of your life is when you go to a live theater and you are moved and you never forget it. So I'm hoping with the latter.
So I have to ask, because I personally have been in plays about sports before, and I found it to be a hindrance to be a sports fan. Do you have the same kind of experience as I do, or did you find that being a fan of sports and the man himself, Lombardi, helped you in performing your role?
Oh, no, it's definitely helped, and we tried to eliminate anything that, when it comes to the sports aspect of the play, eliminate anything that Coach Lombardi didn't say or wasn't said by the three players that are in. Now, there is I will say this, Jim Taylor's storyline, his scene in the office with me is a combination of what happened with Jim Taylor and Jim Ringo. So there's a little bit of meshing of stories, but it's very accurate as far as who said what and what was said. Our only problem is as Eric Simonson, our playwright, narrowed the play down, we lost some good things, you know.
Dan Loria playing Vince Lombardi on Broadway. Previews start September 23rd. The play opens October 21st. Dan, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right,
I hope I see you at the show. Come backstage if you come. Okay,
okay, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Dan, thanks.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.